It's time for Breaking Chains with the Rotten Apples, where we will have open dialogue with our youth on issues of personal, family, and more.
It's Breaking Chains
with the youth on YAT Radio. It's time for Breaking Chains with the Rotten Apples, where we will have open dialogue with our youth on issues of personal, family, and more.
It's Breaking Chains
with the youth on YAT Radio.
They thought they was going to kill me with all their hate. Let them hoes flow, baby. You can hate me all you want to, cuz it's only going to make me stronger.
I don't think they
You can't stop this, dog. You can't stop this.
It's God's plan.
And I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm free now.
I'm ready.
I got my mind right.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
And I got my war clothes on.
I'm ready for war.
They put a hit out on your boy and they left me for dead.
Blood in my eyes. Thorns on my head. Only thing that I can hear is what my Savior said. While I'm in my own blood and I can't feel my legs, but I'ma live, I will not die. Got up off the ground and I wiped that blood up out my eyes. Got my mind right, got my grind right, stood up, now it's time to rise. Been resurrected, I am alive. Blood drip, headed for war, fire in my eyes. Ready for war, no turn back, I got my dogs with me. 300 of us, young Leonidas, take on the whole city. We don't retreat, we do not quit. We are not the same to live and die for the truth. Let's be plain, this is why I came. And if I weren't you, then dog, I'd probably hate me too. But the power that I come in is too big for you. So stop, don't stop it for me, before you go too far. My mind right, the time right, boy, and I'm ready for war.
To the sky, my war goes on, and I'm gon' ride till they call me home. If I should die before too long, put me on a shield that carry me home.
My dirty and I never could repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me. You know everything about me, but you still love me. They say, well,
Young Adults Talk. How you doing? I'm Reverend Roderick Williams, founder and pastor of the Young Adults Talk Youth and Family Ministries. Welcome to our Friday night with the Rotten Apples. I'd like to say good evening to everybody. How y'all doing?
Good.
Y'all good?
Yeah.
All right. Tonight we're going to sit down. We got a round, we ain't sitting at a round table, but you know, we're sitting at a table having a conversation with our youth. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, give us a call at 858-357-9137. Logged on to blogtalkradio.com/YAT radio. So, let's send the mic around and everyone to say hello and introduce yourself, please.
I'll go first. Hi. My name is Jakari Monfield. I'll be attending AUM tomorrow.
Hi, my name is Jacinda Mumfield. I'll be attending Army University in Montgomery this year.
My name is Keona Raspberry. I will be attending Bishop State.
Hello, my name is DeMarcus Baker, and I'll be attending Bishop State.
Don't be mic shy. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Jacinda Drake.
What school you go to?
Christine, what school?
Okay, that's good. Next.
Let the mic flow.
Joshua. Yeah.
My name is Joshua Johnson. I go to Clark.
Right. Anybody else?
My name is A.J. Pogue. I'm a graduate of
the Eagle University. All right.
My name is Order Pogue, and I'll be attending ASU tomorrow.
My name is Jamaica Drake, and I attend Chastain Middle School.
All right. Now that we got the introductions out the way, let's move into the conversation and get to our topics of the night. Our first topic tonight is gossiping and taming of the tongue. Who's going to start that one off?
Let's get it in.
So we know that the scripture talks about that tongue is the most dangerous weapon on our body. You can speak life and death with the power of your tongue. So we have to start speaking life with our tongue. So let's talk about that gossiping part. These whisperers out here. Am I going to do this show by myself?
Like
for real?
You wrote it down.
Okay. Ask a question about it. Okay. What do you consider gossiping?
Being messy, talking real slick and whisper and like, I'm not explaining it. Telling different stories to different people, get a reaction about them.
Next. Really, ladies and gentlemen out there in the listening world, our young people are trying to make me do this show by myself, and I don't want to. Whoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble. I had to pull some scriptures up so y'all can get to relating here. That's Proverbs 21:23. Do you always keep your tongue? Why not? Say what? The mic right there.
I don't know. I feel like ain't nobody perfect, so I mean, you really can't answer why. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can give reasons why, but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? It's always going to be a time where you just can't hold back. That's how I feel.
Why can't you hold back?
It's something you just had to get off your chest. I mean, it's just something you had to get off your chest. It let me be able to know.
But is your tongue tamed? So why not?
I mean, it's tamed, but you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it be coming off in a different way.
And what way is that? I want to know. We got some open dialogue going in. We talking about taming up the tongue. Why is your tongue not tamed?
Yeah, you know, people think they can just say what they want to say and do what they want to do. And I mean, you let it slide for so long. Eventually, you're going to want to tell them about that stuff. Eventually, you're going to let them know that I'm going to say what you think you can do, you know.
So, okay. But everybody can say it. We got open dialogue. Don't worry about the parents standing around. You know, it's okay. Listen, so what you're telling me is that so somebody is trying to, you know what I'm saying, put you in check. You got to stoop to their level?
No, not really. I don't really care if you're in check. I'm just saying, you can do it once, twice, three times, but you keep doing it. I mean, you ain't going to keep doing it.
You're going to go in.
I said it a few times, but you ain't going to keep going.
But
you're going to
let it rip, huh?
For real.
Okay. Anybody else with that one? This is Bill right here. We talking about that too. Is your tongue tame, young man?
That's what I'm saying. I only tend to people. Cause first of all, I only like bang a whole lot of people for real. I don't have no friends. I got no associates, so you know, I'll be out there messing anyway because I don't bang with nobody and I be to myself. So, but gossiping, I don't care about that. But gossiping, you know, not you say easy because you know I don't hang around too many people. My circle's small.
Okay. So you know the scripture says that a soft answer turns away wrath, right? But a harsh word stirs up anger. Mm-hmm. So do you feel that, you know, when these people are using harsh words towards you, does it stir up anger in you?
Yeah.
Does it really? Come on, let's put it on the table. Stop being so shy and bashful. Y'all know how to get that.
I'm trying to say, I don't talk to nobody for free, so I don't care. If somebody do say something to me, they're going to say it to my face or nothing like that. But if they come towards me, like my face, I'm different. You know, I had to go and bump it out or something like that. You know, they just have to go.
Okay. So, is your tongue tame with your parents? Do you talk back to your parents?
Not as much as I used to.
Not as much as you used to? What made you stop?
Growing up in the church and all that, and going to church and, yeah, maturing myself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Is that why you stopped? Okay.
For real.
Okay. Well, you know, my tongue was harsh when I was growing up a little bit, too. My mom didn't talk to me about it. She told me one time. And the second time, she didn't tell me, you know, I was feeling some stuff, you know, around that mouth. You know, you get popped in the mouth, you know. So, you don't want to talk? She like, pass that one to that young man there.
What about you? Pick that mic up. Is your tongue tame? Talk in the mic right there. I want the world to hear everybody.
No.
Why not?
I get mad sometimes. So just comes
out. What you get mad about?
Like, people just constantly say something. And it starts to get hard to go, and that's why I just start to get mad.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. That's cool.
Gossiping. Is it a girl thing or a guy thing? That's a good question.
It's
both.
It's both. Like, girls and girls. That's amazing.
So wait a minute. Hold on.
So you mean to tell me that y'all trying to say that the girls are the messy gossipers?
Yeah.
Do the young ladies agree with that?
Y'all
see I added a word in there, so, you know, are you females gossipers? I'm talking to the young ladies right now. Are y'all gossipers?
Oh, you made a
valid point. We all sitting in God's house tonight. So, ladies? Okay.
Let me think about it. This might sound bad, but I would say I'm an active gossiper, as in the one spreading the, you know, stuff. But I feel like if you listen to it too, you still gossiping. So, you know, sometimes I might listen to it, you know, if I'm bored or whatever. But, you know, I'm just not the one talking about people because I don't care about people that much to be talking about them. So.
She says she don't care about people like that, so you. So that means that. One sin is not greater than the other. So if you see your brother or your sister doing wrong and you partaking in it, that means that you're doing wrong as well. So that means that you're sitting there listening and partaking in the conversation. You are part of that gossiping conversation, correct? You're in the mix with that, right?
Did somebody tell you that they murdered somebody?
Okay. So I ain't through with this one yet. So who in here very foul mouth? Foul mouth. Who got a foul mouth? I'm asking that question.
Listen, parents need to get up out the room. I'm trying to be honest,
because
listen,
you know y'all going off to college tomorrow. So listen, I want to know, foul mouth, man? No? Anybody?
I think I'm foul mouth when I'm listening to music. Because when I listen to music, sometimes I get ahead of myself. And I
Trying to blank it out, but I ain't up. Anyway, you know, because I'm so into it, and you know, it's just what happened. But I don't just blankly do it, you know, talk in conversations just because.
So let me ask this. When
you have a foul mouth, all does that
influence you to have a foul mouth
make me seem like you're trying to get in? No, not really. I just, he messing with me, he makes me laugh. Oh. No, not really.
I'm gonna change, but for right now, I'm gonna go ahead and listen to my kind of music, you know what I'm saying?
listen to the music that everybody else that I hang around with, you know what I'm saying, listen to. But it's just like, you know.
It's like me being across somebody else and they listen to the music and tend to change because they come. They ain't got nothing to do with shit. So therefore, you're ready. Start all over. Where you going? It's all around. You can't be somebody else trying to tell you guys.
Like,
change
it,
the
like,
radio station. I want to listen to that. They ain't going to change because they come.
That's what I'm saying. It's not really about being like easy to influence. You know what I'm saying? Because easy influence, you pick up on it on like the first time. You know what I'm saying? But if you, you know what I'm saying, constantly around it, you eventually going to pick up on it. It's not being easy to influence.
But you can't say that you change the radio station, because one thing about radio stations is not going to play music that has curse words in it.
But they black out, you know,
I'll say Oscar then.
But you do know what
that is. Not Oscar regardless. You and your ass on that. They're going to keep the Oscar then. And the radio getting played. You have been part. Exactly. It's Oscar. Yeah, it is. They're going to play shuffling, let everything play. You can't tell them, don't play that. Skip the song. They might skip it, go straight to another song. Same thing as the last one. You can't change it. You can learn it.
You can't.
You got to get.
Especially nowadays.
That's for me. I don't care about nobody
else.
That's me.
So did you say that? Does it sound like, it sounds like music has.
Not just music, though. It could be movie too.
What does it have to do with peer pressure today? Music. Does it have a role to do with peer pressure? Is that peer pressure that you're under?
Yeah.
Are you under peer pressure with that music? Does it easily influence you? Well, it does. It easily influences you to curse and have a foul mouth. So what else does it do, though?
That my girl said low self-esteem. That's another reason why I have so much low self-esteem. They see these celebrities and stuff. You know, on music videos and all this extra stuff, talking about how popular and how lit they are. But they got everybody else trying to get like them. You know, I want to be lit like her. I'm a plastic surgery. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. And so I feel like that is a big part of peer pressure today, because they want to be just like what they see or what they hear. And that ain't even what the case. That ain't even the case.
Wow. We went to plastic surgery just
now. I'm sorry. That's the first thing that popped into my head.
And it's okay, because, you know, that has a lot to do with what we're talking about, because, you know, I was talking about being easily influenced. There's a lot of things that are on television, on the radio, that are influencing our young people to do a lot of dangerous things. And I'm not just going to say young people. I'm going to even say some of these adults, too. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to just put it on y'all. You know, because adults got 5 miles, too. They may not want you to hear.
But if the young folks doing it, got
to come listen. If they ain't cursed before. Okay? If they ain't got a mom, it's been there before.
Understand
that. There's not a perfect person walking on this earth.
Not one.
So how do we tame our tongues then?
That's a good one.
Stay in the house forever.
Stay in the house forever.
Cut back on how much you listen to it. Cut back on how you listen to it. I'm starting to listen to gospel more. And I'm slowly getting.
So how do we do it? Go ahead.
I listen to a mix of music, because when I'm with my mama, I listen to gospel. When we're at home, sometimes my brother will play music and it's like really loud, so I hear that. And then other times I hear rap music and gospel. So you just try to mix what you listen to.
So why don't you mix gospel rap? You know, put gospel and rap, because they do have that out there. You like that?
Yeah,
I do too. Do y'all listen to that?
I do.
No, I still gotta have my.
I don't know. I like the old gospel.
Gotta have my, yeah.
You gotta have
trap
music.
Yeah, I mean, you ain't necessarily gotta have, but it's like when you build a love for it, it's kind of hard to let that go. Yeah, it ain't like you necessarily, but it's just like you had something to do. It's hard to let go of that. You don't really need it, but you want it. You need coffee. You need coffee. What is the reasoning for needing coffee?
Let me turn this around.
Like, this is
Somebody got to get the mic.
This is about y'all. Y'all got the mic.
Somebody say
she's dropping over here. Grab a kid. So here's something that you can do. Because, you know, we're going to have open dialogue, but I also got to make sure that we have our spiritual covering with the gospel. It says, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do any of y'all ask God to do that?
I do probably about once every 2 months.
No, I'm serious. Be honest.
Okay. I don't think I do. I probably say it in different words.
What you say?
I do.
You do? Joshua?
I'm going to do. For me.
I'm talking about you.
I do.
Okay. Don't put your mom in. We talking about you. Ain't got nothing to do with your mama right now. Do you do it?
Ask God to watch what I say.
Do you ask God to stay a guard over your mouth?
I don't know what I say, like, every 4 weeks.
You don't say it as often.
So let me ask you something.
How many of y'all, when you, and this is totally different from what we're talking about, we'll get back to it. So if we're not doing that every day, are we asking God to bless us and watch over us throughout the day and thanking Him when we wake up in the morning? So are we all doing that? So when we are thanking Him for waking us up in the morning, our next thing is, you know, to continue to stand guard over us throughout the day, throughout our whole being. And that's something that I challenge you to start doing, because school is back in. Y'all going out to college tomorrow. So there's a lot going on out here. You know, there's a lot of, let me say, there's a lot of evil spirits lurking. Devil is lurking to see who he can see, kill, and destroy. And the unfortunate to all of that, is that y'all are on his scope right now, the young people. I'm not saying that to put a fear in you or afraid of, be scared of anything, because God didn't put a spirit of fear in us at all. And we don't have a reason to be scared of the devil, but you need to be aware. You know, because society will let you know that ain't no devil, ain't no heaven, ain't no hell. Do you believe that? Huh? Do you believe that there's a heaven and a hell? So you do know that the things that you do today will reflect on your later life, correct? We all know that, right? You know, yeah, I'm got a little deep on you, but I just needed to throw that out there because, you know, what you're doing today, what you're saying today is going to reflect on you tomorrow. So be mindful of that. Be mindful of that. All right? What's that? Okay. And let's get back to are we through with the gossiping? Because y'all already said that all women are the gossipers. That's amazing. Y'all said that. Y'all hear how I said that? That y'all said that. I ain't said that women are the biggest gossipers. So
y'all boys gossip too.
So I thank y'all for saying that. So y'all clarified. Y'all did say that, right?
I didn't say that.
Did you just let them know where you go be, man? Go do a press conference.
Anybody want to talk about it?
Okay. All right. So since school is in, y'all going out of the state, I mean out of the city to college. It's a good one. Y'all topics.
Saying
no enough?
Nope.
Nowadays, no.
Go ahead. Explain. No.
Oh.
You said no.
Nope. I wanted to make sure you were talking to me. Well, no, because, you know, word that no is just the word. Actions go with words. If you're saying no, but you still, you know, drawn into it, you feel me? You need to show that you're not drawn into it. You need to put your foot down. Be like, you know, no is no.
And tame them with your tongue, right?
And action.
Foul mouth with
and action.
There's no enough. Ladies. Ladies first.
Yeah,
is saying no enough?
What is that?
They ain't saying
nothing. I stopped by peer pressure.
Huh?
Saying no to what?
Well, if you say no to somebody, is that enough?
You can say it. You can say in some situations.
It is.
Yeah.
So if you say something no to someone, that's enough.
Yeah.
So what if that's not enough for them? What then? What?
Well, people that know me know don't come at me crazy, so they know when I say no, it means no.
Oh, she bad. Amen. I heard that. Yeah, I heard that. Huh? That's a brother sister joke right there. Okay.
Hello.
No.
It's me.
Oh, I really wish you come with action. You can't just say no.
Oh, I thought you was saying they know not to bother you either. You thought you was about to pull them in check too. You know. And the ones that cut you.
You don't cut nobody.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. At least y'all not violent.
No, I'm not violent, you know.
I don't like the fact that y'all are sitting here quiet. Speak on it.
He's on Google. What's the question say?
There's no enough.
Is no enough. I mean, that's explanatory. Is no enough with peer pressure? Is no enough with your partner? Or is no enough? So them two questions. Yeah, I can answer like that.
I feel like we have respect with the people that you're involved in. So, like, let's say your friends, they pressuring you to do something you don't want to do. If your friends respect you, then they're going to respect your decision to say no. If they don't, then you need to find some friends. I'm just saying.
All right.
Not you, just in general.
That's why you don't have no friends, huh? They couldn't take no for an answer.
You never had friends.
So you never had friends. I guess we, you know, woman say no. That's no means no, you know. No means no, you know. You ask me a question, I say no. You ask it again a different way, you get the same answer. No.
What I said the first time. All right.
Okay.
But I do agree with her. You can't contradict your no with your actions.
Yeah.
You say no, not because
mm-hmm.
then, you know, nobody's
going to do that. It's going to be mixed signals you're sending. That's what I'm saying. No, ain't, you know, you got to make sure you follow through with your no. I'm looking at you.
You got to hold them up.
Yeah, I may bring that up. I don't know.
Entertaining the world.
I don't know if I want to talk about that. Here's something for you. I need y'all to talk to this mic, not these people back here. She just told me I wasn't eating. I'm going to tell y'all her name. She not going to feed me. She just told me no.
Nobody know.
It's no enough. No, it's not.
It's gonna be enough when she shows you.
She said no food. yeah, exactly. Why is it so hard for y'all to forgive?
Oh, I was big question down. Hey, chill out.
We had to come to you first because you wrote the question. You bought the topics tonight.
But let's see. It just. I ain't gonna say it. It is hard to forgive. It's just, you know, you'll never think. I ain't gonna say you'll never think, but you know, you wouldn't expect to be done a type of way by somebody important to you, somebody that you've known and thought was close to you. And so when they do something, you know, low down and make you, you know, upset, you know, you try to forgive them or whatever like that. But deep down in your mind, you still mad at what they did. And it's the fact that they don't change. They do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And the more they do it again, you're like, how can I keep forgiving you? Like, you keep on. I'm keep getting mad at you, and I'm trying to keep forgiving you, but you're still doing the same thing you're doing. You ain't making no change. I'm the only one trying to change over here. And so okay. That's why it's so hard for me.
Next. Why is it so hard to forgive? Push that mic that way. She want to talk. I'm so glad. Why don't you introduce yourself first? We don't know who you are. What is you doing, man?
My name is Kayla.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name is Kayla.
Where you go to school?
Theodore High School.
Okay. Welcome. So go ahead. Answer the question.
Like you said, it's like they do you wrong so many times, especially if it's more than once. And, like, some people will say they forgive you, like me. They say I forgive you, but, you know, deep down inside, it's like I still hold a grudge. And when I see them in person, it's kind of, you know, awkward. Because, you know, they did it. So, like, you didn't expect them to do you so wrong. But it's like you have to, like, try not for them, but, like, for you.
That's good. I like that. Try for you. Next. Anybody? Why is it so hard to forget? Nobody? Okay. We're going to keep rolling through these topics, but I'm going to have something to say on that one, too. Let me ask you something. You find it hard to forgive, right? You have a problem with that, correct?
Right?
So let me ask you something.
Let me get real,
real deep with you for a second.
Stand up and stretch my back.
Let me ask you something. You find it hard to forgive. What if Jesus didn't forgive you?
I know. That's why I'm so scared. I know. I'll be trying my hardest to forgive you.
What if he didn't forgive you? Because he did. He washed all the sins away. But why can't you? Why can't you forgive others?
Sorry.
Wow. Everybody looking like, you know, that's serious.
I feel like sometimes people want to be had.
Wow. Why do you think that?
You know, like, okay, let's say somebody did something to you and, like, you hurt like me. I just don't know how to hold a grudge against people because it wastes your energy. But, you know, some people, like, if somebody did something to you and it hurt, like, you forget them, but you want to be mad at them. So, like, you make yourself be mad at them so they can see just how much you hurt them. Like,
wow.
Especially in
relationships.
Like,
Interesting. Talk about that.
Like, if you was cheating and, like, when somebody cheated you and you would want them to see how bad they hurt you, and you would do that so much that it's just a waste of time because they could be out doing something else. But yet you doing, like, you all hurt and posting up to her and stuff like that and trying to make them mad and stuff. It's just a waste of energy.
That is real good. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you of yours. That's in the prayer, isn't it? Isn't that part of the Lord's Prayer? So wait a minute. You say you beg the Lord for forgiveness, but you hold in a grudge. So that means that you are actually not forgiving, right?
I got a question.
Come on.
So is, like, you saying holding a grudge, you just mean, like, you still mad at that person, right? Like, okay, so, but you can forgive somebody, and, like, I mean, so.
There's no way that you can forgive them and still hold a grudge.
That's not what I was going to say. So, I was asking, like, so, if you forgive somebody, but, you know what I'm saying, y'all ain't really cool the way y'all was, but y'all not holding the grudge, like, is that okay? You know what I'm saying? Is that the way you're supposed to forgive somebody? Because what is the right way to forgive somebody?
That's the right way. As long as you forgive them, don't hold a grudge. Forgive them in your heart. Yeah. Not just saying it. You know what I'm saying? That thing goes deep. You know? And just because you don't still have that same coolness about yourself, but you still communicate. You got past, you got over, because it says that, you know what I'm saying, he gives us forgiveness and throws it in the sea of forgetfulness. I mean, you forgot about it, it's gone, but you know what I'm saying, you may not be able. Sometimes
building the relationship back to where it was takes time, and sometimes it doesn't happen.
Okay, but, all right, so as long as you forget about it, that's the thing that matters, right? Like, as long as y'all just forgot about it, that's the only thing that matters.
The most important part is to forgive
them. So, actually acknowledge them and tell them that, you know what I'm saying, like, I forgive you.
Yeah, and, you know, you have to acknowledge them.
Because, you know, a lot of people don't really understand how to forgive. You know, so that's the reason why I'm asking.
It's like, to me, I would look at that in three steps. You know what I'm saying? Because you have to forgive, you ask for forgiveness for what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to ask God to forgive you. But then you got to forgive yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Because see,
it could be a problem
is that
you ask for forgiveness, but you don't forgive yourself for what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you actually are basically someone holding a grudge against yourself because you're upset for what you've done and you can't forget about it.
So that kind of puts people, that brings on depression.
It brings on anger, it brings on frustration.
It brings on a lot of things.
But you know what I'm saying? You got to forgive yourself as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You have to acknowledge, you know.
Scripture
tells us that if you got a problem, somebody got to go to that person. They don't acknowledge that you can't get through. You got to take a person with you and go back to that person as a witness.
It's
being that one word to say, go to the church.
So it's different steps.
You know what I'm saying? That the scriptures talk about. But you have to be comfortable in what you're doing and making sure that is.
Okay, I got a question. So if you're trying really hard, all right. So if you're really trying, like really trying to forgive, genuinely forgive a person, and you think you did until you know you see him, and you still got that little thing under you, like I can't do it. I don't even know what to say. But you really trying to forgive me. You know God forgave me, so I'm trying to forgive her. I ain't got to forgive. For me to have a forgiving heart every time I pray. But it don't work. It ain't working. I think I'd have forgiven and I see and I'll be like, and I haven't forgiven and I want to die and then go up there and be like, you haven't forgiven her, so you're going to hell. And I don't want to do that.
Well, don't do that.
Oh, no, I'm trying to forgive her.
So you got a situation that you're holding on to?
I'm not holding on to. I'm trying to let it go. It don't matter. I don't care anymore. It's just every time I see her, like, right.
So basically what he just said, you still got that little, do you forgive him?
I guess. I don't know. But if I see it, I can't just be all cool with it. Like, she'll try to tell a joke. You know?
Exactly.
Maybe you need to direction in your
path. Well, I mean, what other direction is it? We had a whole sit down, we talked about it, nothing happened the same way. So what that mean?
You had to sit down, you talked about it, and you still, did you take somebody with you to have a conversation?
A
that didn't work either?
No.
Wow. So you took the steps. But here's my question to you, though. Do you forgive her?
I think
you're still working on that.
Like, I'm working on it. I feel like I forgave her. Like, I don't have a problem. I honestly don't even have a problem with it anymore. I just want to let it go. But, like, if I see her, she say, like, if she would try to be all friendly with me, I can't do it. Don't be friendly with me. You know, like, we not friends no more. But I want to have that in mind. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to have that in mind. Like, I want to see what she's going to tell a joke. I want to laugh.
Well, that may not happen. You know what I'm saying? Just because you tell a joke.
Cool, but I'm just saying, I kind of took my nose up, like.
Yeah, so that means that you still got something going on with that little malice
that's
with
the
that.
Problem. I'm not
so I understand that. So have you prayed about that situation?
Yeah. I'm scared. I'm gonna go to hell for that.
Well, no need to be scared. You know what I'm saying? We have to address the issue and work it out and find out. You know what I'm saying? You have to really find out what is the root of why it's still going on.
Okay.
You got to get to a true understanding of what it is that's driving that situation to continue to go on the way that it's going on. You know?
Okay.
And you have to address that. You have to address that with her, but with somebody. You know, an adult or something that can sit down and really help y'all through that. Because if you're still feeling that way, there's still some, you know what I'm saying, some easy tensions there, some uneasy tensions. And you need to address that because you shouldn't have to carry that on. But you need to ask yourself and find out why you still feel that way, you know, and come to a better understanding of why you feel it that way. What it is that's making you still feel that way. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, you know, some people are seasonal and some people for a lifetime. You know, so it that could be a seasonal friendship, but you definitely still want to get to the root of the problem. You know, we can't listen. One thing about it is that when we address issues, we don't go all the way back to find out what really caused the issue. We deal with it on the surface. We got to get below the surface. You know what I'm saying? Because when things are rooted in you, it's just like planting a tree out there. You got to dig the hole to put the seed in, and the seed's going to grow roots and start sprouting up. But when it grows up, it started down up under that soil. So that problem is up under the soil, not on the surface. So you got to dig down in there and find out what it is that's still causing that issue to be there. What was said, what was done, and why it's still lingering with you. You know?
I just feel like it'd be lies.
You say what?
I just feel like if we communicate, it's a lie. I don't feel like it's always truthful.
Are you being truthful? So the thing about that is that you can't make anybody do anything. You know what I'm saying? We don't have control over other people. We only can control our own lives and make sure that we are doing the right thing. But also, we have to be an example as well. You know what I'm saying? You have to be an example in that situation to make sure, as long as you're comfortable that you did the right thing, that you're doing the right thing in that situation, you know, you got to make sure and just keep moving. Still be cordial. Speak. Keep going. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to put up a facade, faking, none of that. Just, you know, be yourself. But make sure that you are genuine with what you're doing and you got all of that malice about you.
So as long as you're doing your part, like, in the forgiving process, as long as you're doing your part, but they're not doing theirs, will it affect both of the people?
No. No. No, it would not. It would affect
you know, maybe. You know, some people... My father cut you off. You know,
go ahead.
You know, some people, it's like, you know, you done forgave, you done went through all the stuff and everything, but, you know, them, they'll be like, nah, you know what I'm saying, like, ain't none of that gonna happen and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? But as long as you did your part, is that still okay? Is that still, like, enough? You know what I'm saying?
For you doing
your part
anyway.
And that,
yeah, that's all I know, son.
Yeah, you got to do your part. You got to initiate the forgiveness. Here's something else, though.
You can be the one to start the problem.
You still need to be the one to initiate it because somebody has to be the bigger person. You know what I'm saying? Because if no one initiates it to step up and be the bigger person, the problem festers on. And it makes it worse. And you don't want to be in a situation like that.
Nobody
wants to be in a situation like that.
You know what I'm saying? And the forgiveness part about it is that
it's something, but
the scripture tells us to even love our enemies. You hear society tell you, man, no, I ain't doing that. But that's what Christ wants us to do. You know what I'm saying? There are a lot of things, man, that our lives have to adjust to when it comes to being sold out for Christ and being a Christian. You know what I'm saying? Being young people today, I'm gonna say it this way. Every corner you turn, you ain't gonna always get no positive conversation coming your way. Every corner you turn, you're not gonna always have someone like us sitting up here trying to steer you in the right direction. Your parents, all that. You're not going to always have that, okay? There are going to be people out here, young folks and adults, that would love to steer you down the wrong path. You know what I'm saying? Because the enemy is out there. He ain't got no friends. He don't care about you. He don't care about me. He don't care about nobody. So you just have to make sure that you're on the right path. You're doing everything in your power to make sure that you keep in peace. And you're not the cause of the problem. And if you are the cause of the problem, be the bigger person and say, you know what?
I was wrong. I did you wrong. I said something wrong to you. I did this wrong. Whatever the situation is, apologize. Whether or not they accept it, that's on them.
You do the right thing.
Always do the right thing.
And listen, it don't matter how they accept you or don't accept you.
When you read the scriptures, Jesus wasn't accepted in his own hometown by his own people.
So you know what I'm saying?
And listen, we call ourselves Christians. We're supposed to live Christ-like.
You remember the
old little hands back in the day, WWJD, what would Jesus do?
They used it as a fad
that was going on in a little era.
You don't see that no more.
But only why don't you ask yourself when you come up on a situation, what would Jesus do in this situation?
Because
trust and believe.
He has dealt with every situation that you're dealing with, gonna deal with, and then some.
Because nobody sitting in this room right now can be taken outside and beat, whipped, nailed in the hands, feet, and murdered. Can't none of us take that.
Would you lay down your life for your friends?
Would you?
Would anybody at this table, you made that perfectly clear, sir,
that you don't have any friends.
Would anybody give up their life for anybody else?
If I had to, yes. If it wasn't mandatory. If I had to, yes.
Possibly.
Hey, that positive.
That's not a guarantee.
No.
That if you go quick.
So, seriously, can anybody in here lay down their life for their friends? And I know you ain't got no friends, man. I know.
But for your brothers and sisters, that's what he got.
Would you die for your sister?
Nothing in God trying to punish him like this is for you. Don't make me die. Like he wants you to come home, not me. You did it, so you gonna suffer the consequences. But if it's just just a situation like oh I got a chance to save him, I can. But if I know he done did something, God like all right, it's your punishment. Come on home. I ain't gonna take his place.
But how are you gonna know if that's punishment from God?
I'm in trouble.
If it was just something out of the blue, like, oh my God, Jacari, I ain't going to go. We're going to ride for each other. You trying to call your home, I ain't going. So, let's get this perfectly clear.
We all are aware that Christ laid down his life for us, though, right? Right? And he calls us friends, right? So, Christ never sinned. But he took all our sins with him, right? And you remember, if you read the story, y'all read it, y'all know it. When Christ was hanging on the cross, he looked up to heaven and said, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? Remember that? Why do you think he said that? Because you we. I'm about to do it too. We all know. Listen, I'm gonna tell you. God doesn't deal with sin. He can't look at sin. He can't be around sin. He doesn't partake in sin. Christ hung on the cross with your sins, my sins, all y'all's sins on him. So he had to turn his back on him. Because he was carrying sin with him. Our sin. He was still there, but he couldn't do nothing.
He said that he had to do that, right?
He sent him for that. Because if he... There was a guy in the studio today. And there was a question asked. And this is a harsh question, but I'm going to say what he said. He asked a question. What if Mary decided that she wasn't going to have Jesus? Where would we be today? What if she decided, I ain't doing it. I'm going to get rid of this baby. We wouldn't be here. And here's another one.
No,
you wouldn't be crying. You wouldn't have never made it here. You wouldn't have never made it to earth. Okay. So when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he asked the Father to let this cup pass me by. Because he knew what was about to happen, right? But he changed his mind and said, not my will, but thine will be done. What if Jesus would have, you know, said, no, I ain't doing this for these sinners?
These sinners?
All of these sinners trying to murder me and kill me? Wicked, evil people?
What are you going to say?
I could go another step.
When he hung on the cross.
We talking about
Jesus.
God in the flesh.
Could he have not gotten off that cross? If he wanted to.
All he had to do was
call on the angels to come and get him and take him down.
Then what?
So I say all this to say to you. Seriously. Reevaluate your lives.
Take life serious.
But be complete in what you're doing.
Don't be so serious
that you just...
Your life is born.
You know, you can never get bored. You can never be bored. But don't take it so serious that you have to look at this as being afraid of it.
Don't be afraid
that one day that you're going to have to leave this earth. We all going to have to leave you.
All of us.
So don't be at a point where, you know what I'm saying, you doing something wrong, you sitting up being scared because you think God finna get you. You know? Because the most important thing that we can have in our life right now is a relationship with him. And a relationship that we take serious and don't play with. Because he's going to always be right there where you are. I was telling my little niece when she went back to school the other day, she was at a new school, never been there. You know, it's like y'all finna go out to a new school. Never been there, don't know the people there. But you have to remember something, that God is with you wherever you go. And all you got to do is just, you know, call on him. You know what I'm saying? Just ask him to be with you, to guide you up throughout the day, to strengthen you, you know, to open your eyes to see things that you don't see. You know what I'm saying? To be aware of those things. Because all of these things that we can talk about right here, you're going to have to deal with them. Mom and dad ain't going to always be there. They may be a few hours away, but they may not be right there in front of you. You're going to have to deal with some things. And saying that, I want to get back to the young lady here. I'm sorry, I'm not good with them. Huh?
Shayla.
Relationships and intimacy. Intimate relationships, right? I want you to talk more about that, because that has something to do with y'all about to go off to school, so you're going to have to build new relationships, right? You're going to have to deal with some new people and different things. So talk about that some more for me. You don't know what to say? Do you have a lot of friends?
No.
No? Why not? Why not?
I'm not really. I'm working on it, but I'm not like the type. I don't really just put myself out there. I like keep to myself sometimes.
Okay.
But I have friends, but not, you know, like a lot. And then sometimes I'll, you know, you lose friends and gain friends and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Are most young people loners?
Why?
Why?
I think they say that, but that's why.
like this summer, you didn't see nobody but him.
I
ain't got time for what everybody be doing, dealing with. I mean, I might in school, you feel me? We gonna talk, we gonna just like hang out of school, like this whole summer. You just ain't me.
Okay, so you say they be lying.
No, everybody be like, it's cool. Oh, my first time, blah, blah, blah. But you be like, with 50,000 people, like, please.
I feel what you're coming from, like, because a lot of people want to be lonely, you know what I'm saying? Because they don't want to have a lot of friends because they, you know what I'm saying? They know that those people not really their friends. And you know what I'm saying? And by you having a lot of friends and being popular and stuff like that, it's like so overrated. You know what I mean? And yeah, you get caught up in a lot of minutes, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I feel like a lot of people fake like being loners, you know what I'm saying? That's why I feel like people say they circle small and all that. You know what I'm saying? They kinda get away from all that attention. But in reality, they know they have a lot of friends.
Okay. Wow. Cool. We're going to take a quick music break. We're listening to Breaking Chains with our youth tonight. It's called Rotten Apples. Listening to Young Adults Talk on Blog Talk Radio, YAT Radio. Hang on. We'll be right back right after this music break.
You're listening to Breaking Chains with the Rotten Apples on YAT Radio.
Man, it sound like some straight superhero music, don't it? Sound like somebody about to swoop down out the sky. But I hate the day down out the sky, man. That'd be some good.
He came
right
walking up.
That's what it sound like, though. About his father's pigs. He was an urban missionary. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary. Urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. Once upon a time I was posted on the block with a 40 on my hip and a pocket full of rocks. Out there acting bad, steady ducking, dodging cops. Seen a whole bunch of people, so I pulled over, stopped. It's some church folks, I would say to my surprise. Then this preacher came to me, asked what else I do but grind. I stood there for a minute and I took a little time. I told him I'm a rapper, so he asked me what's a rhyme. When I finished rapping, he just stood there with a smirk. Then he asked me, could he take me to some rappers from his church? He took me to this dude that looked just like me, with some Tim's on his feet and a fresh white tee. When that boy spit, I seen it fire in his eyes. And he told me for my sin was the reason Jesus died. I told him that was dope, and I asked him what's his name. He reached and shook my hand, and he told me it was plain. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel, and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. I know this dude that live off
in the worst part of the city, where bangers get bust and them boys live gritty. Right outside his crib, they be posted selling dope, but he moved there because he know the gospel brings hope. He take them in his crib, bring them right up off the streets, give them food for their belly and some books they can read. I'm glad he moved in because he's so into a need. If it weren't for dudes like him, I'd be still smoking weed. Out there on the block, time to come up on some G's. Probably be up in my grave, make a rest or I pee. Glad he took us in his crib and let us meet his wife. I was already saved, but that day changed my life. He said and told us stories how that drama got real, how they shot up in his crib, white, almost got killed. Man, I sat there listening to him with tears in my eyes. Every word that he spoke lit a fire deep inside. Hey, you ever take a trip to the west side of the shot? Go and look that boy up, man, his name Brian Dye. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. There's a dude on the corner that's out there smoking weed. They need to hear the truth because the truth is set him free. There's a baby in the building that don't got no food because a mama on the block trying to get it from them dudes. Ain't nothing wrong with you going overseas, but there's people on your same street need to be free. If you want to do a mission, you ain't got to look far because some people need to hear the truth in your backyard. On the bus stop, girls at the beauty shop, dudes at the barber shop, the people at the car wash, the dudes sitting next to you at the coffee shop. We supposed to hit the hood until it look like God's block. Until we die, we some urban missionaries. Until we underground and in the cemetery, it's time to go to war. Ain't no time to be scared. They need the living water that's flowing out your belly. We an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He swooped down with some news that's good. He an urban missionary, urban missionary. He learned the gospel and he bring it to the hood.
Like to welcome you back to Breaking Chains, Young Adults Talk, and Youth Riding Apples. Sitting here doing live, sitting at the round table, square table, rectangular table, whatever table. But we sitting down with our youth tonight, having open dialogue and some serious conversation. Let's jump back in. I got a question. Here's a question for you all. You ready? Are your circles small because of hurt or by choice?
By choice.
By choice?
Yeah.
Why did you choose that?
Less drama. Well, I won't say drama. I'll just say less confusion, less mess, all that, and less getting caught up in other people's stuff.
Okay. Next. Go ahead. What?
You can eat the mustard.
Both homes, because, like, I was hurt, and I chose.
So if you don't mind me asking, how were you hurt?
You don't have to answer, but
if you would like
to.
Okay.
It was recently, kind of, but it was kind of like, I was the reason I don't have a lot of friends is mainly because I'm shy. And, like, I met this person, and we were friends, and then we started dating, and then he cheated. And then, like, after that, and it was hurt because, you know, I was shy. And then I was just starting to, you know, open up and be myself and stuff like that. And then it hurt me. So after that, it was, and I forgave him. But after that, it just felt like, I just felt like I need to just keep my circle small and just be like, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Understandable. Anybody else? Okay. So, if it's okay, I wanna respond to that. Now, you know, this is easier said than done, but I'm gonna say it. When you're in school, your most important thing is your education. You care less about a relationship.
Seriously.
Young ladies ain't important. There's no man, boy, whatever, be in your life. Young men ain't important. No offense.
But
your main concentration should be getting your life in order.
How is it that? How can
you as a young person, young adult, be able to give that amount of time to someone else that takes away time from you and doing what you need to do for yourself? How can you put in time
with someone
unless it's downtime, summer maybe, to say
we're going to
have this relationship?
But
I
need
to
study,
but
I got to be on
the phone with
you
all night.
I can't
study.
How can I
be
in a
relationship
when I'm
going
after
my
dreams
of becoming whatever it is?
But I
got
somebody
over
here
that's acting crazy
and jealous
because
I
ain't got the
time
to put in with you.
Takes
away from you.
So
long story short,
if there's something
that comes up in your life
that's
going to
take
time away from you, from your life, cut it loose.
You don't need it.
You don't need it.
Because
the thing about it is that
you'll regret that later on.
Because it's going to be something that's going to go lacking.
And it should be you.
Yo,
holler,
catch back up with you later.
You
got to go get this in.
Nobody
should
be
mad at you for that.
And if they are,
your circle should be small.
You know?
Because
that's
one less person you
got
to worry
about.
That's one less person you
got
to deal with.
At your age,
no young man should be hurting you.
Talk to you, drama in your life.
Young people go through things like this. Now I'm about to speak from experience.
When young people go through stuff like that,
the first thing that's going to hit you
is hurt.
Pain.
And then that old sinful depression.
Because then you get to feeling bad. You all down and out. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be bothered with
anybody.
You don't want to talk to nobody.
You
know what I'm saying? You don't want to deal. So,
Reevaluate your situations. Reevaluate your life.
You know what I'm saying?
You in a relationship?
No.
That's between you, them, and y'all's parents.
I ain't got nothing to do with it.
But what I'm going to say about it is make sure that person is supportive of what you're trying to do with your life.
Make sure that you're supportive of that person and what they're trying to do in their life, too.
Don't be somewhere just because it's the going thing to do.
Please.
Whatever.
Ain't that important.
It's not that important.
What's more important is you.
In your life.
And what goals and dreams that you're trying to accomplish for your life.
Y'all got that?
Very important.
Very important.
Listen, there's an order.
As God, as man, as woman,
and everything else.
Scripture says, seek ye first
the kingdom of God
and
all of
his righteousness,
and all else will be added unto you.
She coming.
However you need to say it.
But most importantly,
you know that the man is supposed to seek out the woman.
So I hope the women is seeking out the man.
Cool?
Got to tell it like it is, man.
We got that.
All right, Tarzan.
you see what he's doing to you?
Who?
Tell us to go first.
we can get that on the mic.
That's something that I want you
to understand. That your life is more important than anything else. Here's another question for you.
Brothers and sisters, you don't have too many friends. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, there you go.
Is it like that because
y'all are close, because y'all are brothers and sisters, and it's safe and easier to be that way than to have outside friends? Because I know y'all are close. So, you know what I'm saying?
It's safe and easier?
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy for me to tell her stuff. I tell the main people I just told you about, that's who
yeah.
I tell. Well, you know them.
Yeah, of course.
But, yeah, it's safe and easy.
Okay.
Because I ain't got to worry about my business going out the circle of the people that I be with. If I tell them, so stay in there. And I ain't going to run away.
Well, we already know about your circle.
Yeah.
Your circle very limited.
Well, I mean, I just tell car stuff because, you know, I'm already comfortable around him and all this extra stuff. And if you can kind of stay thin easy. But, you know, I know him. You know, I know he ain't going. You know, whatever I tell him, you know, he understands. He talks to me about it. I have friends. I have a lot of friends, whatever, like that. And I just feel like I don't keep my circle small because I allow people to come in and out of my life. Because this is the thing I read was like, people are meant to be a lesson or what's the thing called? A lesson or a blessing or something like that. A lesson or a blessing. And so I was like, well, you know, I let people come in my life. If it's for a lesson, you know, I'll learn from it. If it's a blessing, I'll thank them for it, you know. And so I don't really put a limit on who comes, my friends, because some people bless us, some people. I learned something from him, so part of growing.
Okay. Brother, sister, closer to your sister and your friends? Okay. That feels better with your sister than, you know, anybody else. Communicate about any and everything. And, yeah. Besides your parents.
Definitely not with them. No, but yeah, my brother now, yeah, that's closer than anybody. My brother.
Okay. Right.
What are you doing?
Not you.
You said not him.
Yeah, not you.
Brother and sister there.
Yeah, my brother.
Yeah.
He's closer than anybody, but yeah, she gonna be right there.
That's good. Cause me and my sister are like that too. Ride or die, you feel me? Ride or die. You know, she'll throw it off. You know, I say that too. Yeah. So my sister may be listening, so I'm gonna say that again. Me and my sister ride or die. She'll throw it off. You know, she looks out for her little brother. Sometimes when you ain't want her to, she gonna step up to the plate. And I don't know if y'all seen my sister, you know. She bald head just like me. And she don't mind busting somebody in the head. God's still working on her. God's still working on her. So yeah, I got one of them kind of sisters. But we same as y'all. You know, we talk about everything. I can tell her anything, and that's a good thing.
Anybody got anything that they can
add to the conversation tonight? Before we close out,
the more great. We're talking for a lot of hours.
I got one last one for you.
Staying strong for God and Christ.
That's a good one. Can you do that?
Of course.
So we all under pressure.
Now you talking about being whipped like he did?
Listen. Staying strong for God under pressure. Anybody feel any pressure?
Do you go through any pressure?
What kind of pressure is going on?
I feel like when most of y'all are going to college, it's not necessarily the pressure from other people, but, you know, on Sunday morning, you already don't got no car. You don't want to go to sleep. That's some pressure. You know, so you got to stand for God and actually get up and go to church.
I'm so used to going to church. You feel wrong not to go on Sunday. I'm so used to going.
Y'all saying that now. When you get to college, you going to want to go.
So in other words,
it'll be hard on
Sunday morning.
You know,
y'all going to
church of the Highlands has services at
8, 9, 30, 11, just
Wrong. I feel like I'm doing something wrong. I don't get to go to
church. Under pressure, we staying strong for God. No matter what.
No matter what.
Huh?
Say yes, we're trying to.
That's the best
thing that you can do is try. Put forth that effort.
Put forth
that effort. Young people going out to college. Put forth the effort.
Continue
to serve him. No matter what.
Keep
him first.
Keep him
first.
You'll
reap the benefits. You got to keep first,
no matter what.
And you know, I'm not going to tell you anything that we have an experience in our life. You know, because I think that what has happened is that a lot of y'all, and I'm saying this in general now, not directly to the room,
but
a lot of young people today have missed a lot
in
their young life because we as adults haven't always been
open
and honest and straightforward with you
and letting
you know
that
we've been through something too.
You know
what I'm saying? A lot of us been through a lot of things to get to where we are today. You know, we ain't no spring chickens, you know, but we ain't old either. So,
you know,
just know that people are here for you.
Your
parents, we already know that they're here, but you know what I'm saying? You look
around
the room
right
now.
There are a few
adults in this room right now that care about you.
You know,
and
we're
going to always care about you.
We're going to
be right here.
You know?
Yeah, that was that, you know, slip of the
tongue.
We're
going to
be right here.
You know,
say it correctly.
Somebody
might be talking like that. You know, that's that New Orleans slang. Excuse me.
But listen,
just stay strong, stay firm in what you believe in, and keep God first.
Amen.
Amen.
Closing remarks.
Everybody
got to
make one.
You know who's going first?
All
right, y'all, this is Jacinda Mumfield. Have a nice night and be blessed.
Oh, bye, everybody. Have a blessed night.
Good night, everybody. Be blessed.
Thank you for listening. Be blessed.
There you go. Something beautiful.
See you later. Be blessed.
I might want to say something else.
Have a blessed night.
Thank you for tuning in.
There you go, Shay.
Oh, everybody got to say that. Good night.
Peace out.
Oh, okay.
All right. Is that everybody? Are we good? Okay, good. So, you know, just remember something. Don't let the pressures change when you're away from your normal routine. Whatever you're dealing with, a lot of y'all about to step into some new territory. Stay strong, stay firm, and remember what your parents taught you. Take it with you. Remember God is always there with you. And I'm going to ask you to do something very important. Make sure.
Where that book at?
She's not helping me tonight. I'm about to tell y'all who this is being mean to me. I'm going to tell y'all. They ain't that sad. And they already know. They can't see it, but y'all see this. Make sure you take one of these with you when you go. This is one of your very important instruction manuals. This is your instruction manual. Got nothing to do with them books you got to read at school. This yours. This the one that guides your life. All y'all know that. It's the Bible. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. Everything that you see sitting on this table came with an instruction manual. But this is ours right here. Use it. And use it wisely in every situation. Okay? God bless everybody. We love you. And we'll see you next time. And I want Reverend Kennedy, can you come and pray over these young people that will be leaving tomorrow and heading off to school. And Reverend Kennedy. Right here. Reverend Kennedy is going to pray and we're going to close out. So.
allowing a few of your handmaids to come out tonight to break shame with us, realizing that our children are the apple of your eye. Our children are about to embark on a new journey in their life, one that will
be surrounded with a lot of pressures, one that will cause them to think twice. But, oh God, I ask you to just continue to endow them with your Holy Spirit, to keep them in your hand, to allow them to know that they can always lean and depend on you, that they can come to you no matter what it is. Oh, Heavenly Father, we ask you to embrace them as they go on this journey. Allow them to not allow the fear to supersede their faith. Allow them to realize, oh God, that you are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are the beginning and you are the end. And you are with them throughout it all. But we ask you, oh God, to just continue to crown them with the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in which they are so truly worthy of. Oh, God, we ask you to just allow them to realize that trouble may endure for a night, but it won't last always. And if they can just continue to keep their minds focused on you, they won't stray. But if they do stray, oh, God, we ask you to keep that cord around their minds and around their hearts and keep them on the path and not allow anything to dissuade them from you. Oh, God, we edify you, we adore you, and we bless your holy and your righteous name. I pray, oh, God, that the food that has been prepared tonight is prepared to nourish their bodies. We ask you, oh, God, to just allow us to continue to do your will, not our will, but your will to be done. And we pray, oh, God, that as we leave this place, we are not dismissed from your presence. And we ask you to just continue to keep us in your keeping care. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart are acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, for you're my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You've been listening to Breaking Chain with the Rotten Apple on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week. Same time.
Go to our website.
blogtalkradio.com/YAT radio or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chain, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.